Welcome back, John, Josh, and Nick. Happy hour still to come. I guess have we properly alerted the friends of the Grum of the schedule changes?
Yes, it's happened the last 2 weeks.
Oh, it didn't happen last week because looks like you had it on Wednesday last week.
No, it's on Wednesday. It's
it's
the new
Wednesday.
Time.
Yeah,
I thought we were moving it to Thursday.
Yeah, but it felt better to do it on Wednesday.
Yeah, dumb debates feels like
you
it's
did
a
this
Wednesday
without my
staple.
Without my notifying me.
You weren't around,
yeah,
John.
Wow, that's insane.
We had to
dumb
make
debates
a
at 3:50.
Yeah, it is weird.
It is weird.
That's why
we
I thought it should
than,
be on Thursday.
We like. I mean, if you want to move it to Thursday, we can.
Yeah, it's too late now. You guys have already made the decision.
Notice the great handwriting for dumb debates.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And MS up there, and Farron. Man, Nick. You write like a third grader.
I don't have great handwriting. They were fair. Teaching us handwriting, and then they're like, all right, time for cursive. And then we kind of learned cursive, and they're like,
you
all
should
right,
do it
type
in cursive.
Everything.
Do you want to move to Thursday? We can move to Thursday.
You want me to write dumb debates in cursive?
No, we can do it. Do you want to move to Thursday, John?
I always felt dumb debates worked really well in
the happy hour. It does.
That's what
yeah,
I thought.
It does.
That was what I thought.
We can move it. That's fine with me.
We'll put it to a vote before the polls all close.
Oh, good call.
It's only going to last for a few weeks anyway before SIP has to move to another day.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
Hey, how about this? I just saw from The Hollywood Reporter, Curb Your Enthusiasm likely ending with season 12. That's sad.
Is that the next season?
This is the upcoming. They just finished filming it, apparently. And HBO has not made an announcement, but according to sources... it is done. This will be the last one.
Richard, I mean, it is sad, but
has your enthusiasm
probably
been
time.
Curbed?
It's probably time.
What was that, Nick?
Your enthusiasm been curbed?
I'm sad, but you're right. Like I'm totally good with Succession ending and Barry ending. I don't know. It's just such a. I just look
right.
forward to it
it's
whenever
a staple,
it returns.
Right?
It is. It's been on since 2000, and this is season 12. So over the last decade, they've taken like long breaks.
Yes,
but man, and you're caught up, right?
Oh yeah. I watched the whole thing.
Okay.
It's
just such a fun show, and yeah. I mean, it makes sense. He's getting up there.
Yes,
Larry
they're all
David
getting
is
very
old.
He does not really look it. You know, for as old as he is 75.
He's one of those old people that have just kind of looked the same in the last 20 years.
Really, since Seinfeld. He's looked the same, like the same guy since he was doing that show. So there you go. Wow, it's ending.
Well, it's been a while, but it's time for the NIL today. Now we get to see all the handsome pictures. Handsome young me.
Handsome young me.
Dorky, drunk Josh.
No, just in,
there's Jared. You can only be Jared. Oh, God. Scary.
Beardless Nick.
Scary beardless Nick.
Yeah, your neck looks very long.
I have a very long neck.
Yeah, it's probably good that you keep the beard going.
It's part of the reason.
Nice.
Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Coming up tomorrow in the Energy and Commerce Committee. In Washington, D.C., it's actually the
ENC.
Subcommittee on Innovation, Data, and Commerce. Wow. So it's a subcommittee of the main committee.
This is
but
just,
they're holding
a
hearing
about
NIL. This is essentially what the NCAA wants. They want some guidelines. They want a national law. They want protection.
You think they're going to get it?
Listen to this, though.
I don't think they're going to get
it. You would think, you know... for something as formal and as, you know, buttoned up as a congressional hearing or a subcommittee hearing, it would just have a very formal title.
Sure.
Like, hearing on collegiate sports and name, image, likeness, or something that has a lot more legalese to it.
Sure.
The hearing is entitled, Taking the Buzzer Beater to the Bank, Protecting College Athletes' NIL Deal-Making Rights.
Is this a Veep episode?
Exactly.
Whoever came up with that title is so proud of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Very proud. But you've got some conference commissioners who are testifying. You have Trey Burton, former National League NFL football player. You have the AD at Washington State. You have a college athlete from Florida State. They're all going to be testifying. But the thing that I found interesting, I was reading from the minutes, or not the minutes, but this is the data sheet that everyone's going to have in front of them. And it goes through a variety of the different things. And it talks about, okay, well, what needs to be done? The need for federal action, areas of concern.
Yeah.
Of course, they're looking at fair market value and transparency.
Okay.
You know, fair market right now, I'm guessing you have more than a few folks who are signing big NIL deals who are doing a lot of work for those NIL deals.
Oh, so that's what they mean by that. They
fair want market it. Value, right. They don't want people getting $1 million to sign a couple of autographs.
But they're not getting it to sign a couple of autographs. They're getting it to play football, John.
Well, that's the point,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Isn't that the ultimate point?
Mm-hmm.
The other part is to address collectives and protecting athletes. You know, you've got the story of the kid from, went to Florida.
Who was going to go to Florida.
We're going to go
yeah,
to Rashida.
Rashada. He ended Rashada. Up, yeah, he ended up going to Arizona State.
There was also the story of T.A. Cunningham, I'm reading from the document, a high school football player from Georgia, promised millions of dollars by an NIL company if he moved to California, where it was legal for high school athletes to earn money from NIL deals. He was also promised a place to live while in California and a place for his mother to live in Georgia as the family was on the brink of eviction. None of this happened. Instead, T.A. was deemed ineligible to play in California, left homeless when the man he was staying with in California was arrested on charges of sexually assaulting a minor, and his family was in Georgia was evicted. That's one of the stories they're talking about.
Yeah.
There's also the addressing of recruiting, transfer rules, and roster spots.
They want the government to do that?
Well, let me read from the document. It says, due to the potential earnings for NIL deals for top collegiate players, some are opting to return for additional years rather than enter professional sports and face the uncertainty of the draft. Armando Bacot, the University of North Carolina Men's Basketball Center, is making more from his NIL deals than the maximum he could have made on an NBA two-way contract.
What? So why is that a bad? Why is that a negative?
Well, they're also addressing the idea of, because of the transfer portal, because of NIL, that high school kids aren't getting as much opportunity because now teams are diving into the portal more than...
It's because of COVID. It's because of extra eligibility.
Not all of it. A lot of teams going through the transfer portal to get players versus high school
players. But, John, the scholarships... Okay. And I'm going to just do a very rudimentary basic math here. So you have two teams, right? And one team has three scholarships open after a season, and the other has two scholarships open after the season. If one player from the team that has two open scholarships goes to the team that has three open scholarships, then that team now has two open, and the previous team has three. It's the same number of open scholarships. There's not losing scholarships. If I recruit a transfer portal player to fill one of my spots, and you don't, It's the same number of scholarships. Nothing is changing in that regard. They're not getting...
Right, but it could be pushing players down the line. In other words, if the higher profile programs are going more into the portal, more of the available scholarships may be
down
the
line. What do they want the government to do?
I'm just reading from the document,
idiot.
Josh.
Oh, my gosh.
But here's the last part.
Less government, says Josh.
The government's not going to get involved.
And listen to this. So this is under subheading D. Endangering future Olympic competitiveness.
Okay.
Unlike other countries around the world, the U.S. Olympic program depends on college programs for their talent pools and training regimens. Many Olympic sports are non-revenue generating, which means they're at risk of getting cut due to dwindling athletic department budgets at the hands of NIL deal redistribution of capital in the college ecosystem. Right. This will dramatically affect our competitiveness in many sports at upcoming Olympic competitions. They're saying, well, the NIL deal redistribution of capital in the college ecosystem is getting all funneled towards the money sports, which means it's going to kill off the non-revenue sports, which means our Olympic programs will suck.
But it's the name, image, likeness. It's not the collegiate. It's money from outside sources. So what does that have to do with them? How are they losing money when they didn't have that money in the first place?
I'm just reading.
No,
from the
I document. Know. I'm arguing with them. I'm not arguing with you. It just that doesn't make any sense. You know,
And of course, we're also
we're also
reminded, as was linked earlier, an article from 2 years ago, our friend of the program, Paula Levine and Mark Schlabach, who did the research on all of the money spent in dead money. In other words, paying off coaches and athletic directors not to coach or AD anymore. And that total was over $500 million.
Oh, interesting. So they do have the money.
Oh, they have the money.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe don't give those coaches those wildly guaranteed contracts.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Oh, I know it's not. No, I know.
But anyway, that's a subcommittee hearing coming up tomorrow. So the process to try to get a national law.
Dude, this is one of the few things. It's one of the few things that brings the right and left together. One of the few things. We're like Brett Kavanaugh and Bernie Sanders are like, let's shake hands. We agree on this. The NCAA sucks. Kavanaugh went after them hard a couple of years ago.
Did.
So, good luck. Have fun with this. Also, Katie points out, only 60 players are drafted in the NBA, and that includes foreign players and G League players. That is a wildly stupid argument.
I'm not making it. I'm just reading it.
John reports, you decide.
I report, you decide.
Mm-hmm. He did his own research.
Yeah, well, yeah. Did. Mm. Coming up, Matt Rhule.
Mm.
Ruling your airwaves next on 1620 The Zone.